Hello, everyone. Welcome to Facebook Live and also live in person. Amen. We welcome all of those that are online, our family, our friends, those that are guests. We welcome you. And, you know, I just pray that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving, although it may have been different this year, but was still able to get together and celebrate somehow, some way. And to be thankful for all that we have, right, Beth? Just to be thankful. Amen. Listen, church, we need to pull tonight on the man of God. We have a special treat in store for you. Pastor Chris will let you know. But I just wanted to let those online know, if you're online and you're joining us, make sure you like us. Make sure you comment. Amen. Say an amen once in a while. So we know that you are enjoying the services. Amen. We just thank you for all your support you've been giving through the month of November for our month of thankfulness. Listen, November, we have 3 more days in November. Today, tomorrow, Monday. So we still have some time to get your Thanksgiving offering. You can drop it off this week if you haven't been able to be here. Be a part of what God is doing. Amen. This Wednesday night, 6:30, we're having our prayer service and our Jaywalkers youth group, so don't forget that. And then this Friday, December 4th at 6:30, Going Deeper Bible Study with Pastor Chris. So please make plans to attend. We had just a wonderful time last month. I know he's been studying and he has many notes already prepared on that. Just come out, because it's just about going a little bit deeper, getting into scriptures, amen. We've been taking the few months to just gather together Wednesday nights to pray. We felt that's what God was leading us to do. And we come in His presence and we pray and we wait on Him. But sometimes we need the Word too. You need fed with the Word. So I encourage you to come on Friday the 4th. Amen. Yes, yes, please come. Just come. There'll be some coffee here. So I just want to open up. Sing. Sing. And make music in your heart to the Lord. Sing and make music. Hallelujah. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be, like Pastor Chris said Wednesday night, be thankful in everything. Give thanks. Amen. Rejoice and give thanks. So we just come before you tonight, Lord God. We just lift up our hands, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God. It says to come into your courts with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Enter in, hallelujah, with thanksgiving. So, Father God, we lift up your name tonight, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. Cry out and pour out our hearts and say thank you, God, for blessing us through this year, Father God. For getting us through so many trials, tribulations, Lord God. Things that we didn't think we knew how to get through it, Father. But you walked us through. Hallelujah. So we just want to say thank you tonight, Lord God. We just give you all the power, all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For He is good, He's above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched tongue. Been from the rising to the setting sun. His love endures forever, and by the grace of God we'll carry on. His love endures forever.
God, I want to welcome everybody here. Even though the number is few, oh, God's here in the midst. Two or three are gathered. And that applies now. But it sounds like a large crowd tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. Dancing now.
can sing of your love forever. I 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 can sing of your sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever.
Oh, we thank you for your love, Lord. Hallelujah. For your precious love, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. Hungry, I come. I come to you, for I know you're satisfied. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I'll wait for you. So I'll wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Broken, I run to you, for your arms are open wide. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I am weary, but I know your touch restores my life. So I'll wait for you. So I'll wait for you. I'm falling. I'm falling. Heart is living for.
I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for.
Jesus, Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we offer our praise to you, Lord. We offer our thanks, God.
Jesus.
I tell you, I just felt when we were worshiping over there, as we lift our hands, as I was just going out, I just felt like God was saying, your thanks is, it's cultivating. It's cultivating, hallelujah. It's cultivating. It's creating the atmosphere, hallelujah, for me to set seeds in your heart. For me to multiply in your life, hallelujah. For me to move, hallelujah. For me to be activated. For me to walk through, hallelujah, your impossibilities. To step in, hallelujah. What you see is impossible. But for me to step in, hallelujah, to your impossibility. As we offer it to Him, as we offer our thanks, even for what we don't see, even what we don't feel, we stand in a place, hallelujah, of faith. Not sight. But a place of knowing, hallelujah, that our God reigns. Our God's mighty. Our God's powerful, hallelujah. Our God is victorious. He is strong, hallelujah. He's mighty. He's worthy to be praised. That's who He is. So I thank you, God. And I wait upon you, God. I wait upon you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody shout unto God thanks. Come on, amen. Shout unto God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. You're people that live by faith and not by sight. Amen. We live by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Not what's in front of us, not what we can see visibly, not what we can touch, what we can feel, but what we know in the Spirit, what God has declared, what God has spoken through His Word. We stand upon the Word of God. Amen. We stand upon the Word. Say, I stand.
I stand.
Thank you.
I stand.
Upon the rock. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus. He is the Word. Amen. I'm not moving. I'm standing in the wall on the Word of Christ of who He is. Amen. So I'm thankful you're here. Our children could go to their classes. I'm thankful that you're all here. Listen, don't forget, Friday night. Come on out, man. I just on my way here. I had some things God's put in my heart for next Friday. But God really on my way here began to snap something in my spirit, man. So get ready, amen. When God snaps something in our spirit, I mean, there's really going to be a release. And I believe that it's really a powerful word to be activated into 2021. I really feel it. Hallelujah. I feel it with all my heart. So we trust in the Lord. And don't forget, the 18th of December, we have Holy Fire. Amen. It's going to be here. Amen. Holy Fire. And so come on out, bring a friend, social distancing, masks. But we're going to come out and we're going to worship the Lord. Amen. Because He's worthy. Let's go out with a shout. Amen. And let's go in with a shout. That's what we're called to do. So we are strong. Well, tonight I'm honored to have not only he's a true friend, man. He's got character. He's just who he is. I don't know what I would do without him. And I just got to say it for a second because he really is behind the scenes doing things that nobody knows. That he makes things, do things that takes weight off of my shoulders that I couldn't do if it wasn't for him. And as so many of you do in this house, and I honor you for that. I thank you so much. But he really does carry the load for me in a lot of areas. And he doesn't ask if he just does it. And I just, wow, you know what? I'm going to say this real quick. Is praise the Lord. I was praying about a sofa or a couch. I never asked anybody for a couch. And today, my friend called me and says, "Hey, do you know anybody that needs a couch?" I said, "I do know someone that needs a couch." And I said, "Thank you. That's the answer of prayer." I mean, that's how the walking in the Spirit, how that one another, how that we work together, we walk hand in hand, and there's something that we know. Amen. It's powerful, and we do that. I see it all the time with Brother Rich and these different ones. It's just something we walk in the Spirit, and God fulfills things, the needs of everybody in the house. It's powerful. So without further ado, I want to bring my friend up. Amen. Come on up, brother. God bless you.
Still hot up there. I live in a cool house, so a really cool house. 64 is the high for our house. 61 at night, and then actually we don't have a radiator on in our bedroom, so it's in the 50s usually. And that's how we like it. So, a little bit extra heat I'm not a fan of. But it is awesome that we have so many different talents and ministries and the different hearts in our church that want to help out, you know, so much in the different areas that I'm just glad I'm a part of that and can help Pastor Chris with those, you know, things that I help out with. And I'm tend to be that way. At school, for some of you who don't know it, I'm laid off from a fireworks company, in case, you know, some of you might not even know I did that. But I'm filling in for the year as a computer teacher at the Newcastle Christian Academy. And I keep on telling the principal there that anything you need, you know, if you need me to help, and I tell other people that, you know, and I was able to help. We had a pie sale, and I was actually told them that if I need to, I'll do it myself. But then I found out there was over 2,000 pies, so that would have been impossible. And there was a lot of people there, but I was the lady that was in charge of it actually had got COVID, and she still wasn't feeling well, and she just got done quarantine, and her and I were there the whole day from like 9 o'clock till 7 o'clock at night. Pulling the order or unloading the trucks, dividing them up, and then giving them out. And I kept on telling her, you know, I was here for, you know, for her. So that's how it is with Christian brothers and sisters. You know, it's we lift up Moses' arms. You know, that's what we're here for, and we lift each other up. As Pastor Chris said Wednesday night, God wants us and commands us to be thankful in everything. You know, rejoice always. Rejoice always. And that seems kind of impossible to do. And I've met people that, my mom, for example, that tends to rejoice in everything. And it's just kind of crazy. But in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20, Ephesians chapter 5, 18 through 20, it says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, with hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from the heart to the Lord." And here we go. "Giving thanks to God the Father in everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So, giving thanks for everything. I hope these things come up to real well, but I gave Randy some illustrations to put up. But should we give thanks for that if that was us? And you know, I thought about it. There's mentally and physically and financially, there are people that are better off than we are. You know, or worse off, let me put it that way. They're worse off than we are, but sometimes we're like, oh, woe is me, because, you know, and this person can say, oh, woe is me, but he's alive. Yeah. You know, most likely he has a family or friends or whatever. But we could be worse off, you know, in our bad situation, but we can rejoice in that because we still have good things.
Come on.
The next one, before you put it up, let's see how old people are. The thrill of thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. See, yeah, wild world of sports. See, a lot of us are old here. But yeah, here, go ahead and put that one up. I don't know how well this one's up there. I couldn't find a good picture, but this was the scene. This is the guy. The guy was coming down the hill. And when I read this, I actually read the backstory to it. They had got a lot of snow and it was packed down, and he realized that he was going way faster than he should be going. So he started trying to slow himself down. He ended up going off, and then you see him on, that's the top right, and then he's here, and then he's tumbling down. And out of all of that, he suffered a mild concussion and a broken ankle. But for those who watch the Wild World Sports every Saturday or Sunday, it was always that theme, you know. And I actually looked him up, and he actually started ski jumping the following year. He was never really that good, but he continued doing that. But he could have said, "Oh, woe is me," and not even try to get back into ski jumping, and then. And this was back in 1970 that this happened. So 71, he started competing again. 1991, he coached, I'm not even going to try to pronounce the guy's name. It's, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, because it looks like Francie, but it's German. So, Pettig or something like that, to the world champion in ski jumping. So he actually became a coach. And so he made something of himself, and he didn't, you know, he could have said, "Wow, they're making fun of me every Saturday on the TV." You know, I'm like, you know, and he probably was, but he didn't let that ruin, you know, his life. And he's still alive, and he paints and he sells his paintings. He does wood carvings, and they said something about also driving a forklift in a warehouse, so which kind of didn't go there well, but... 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, and this is what, this is kind of almost a little continuation of what Pastor Chris talked about on Wednesday night, but, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoice always. Give thanks in all circumstances." So then I was thinking about that, and you know, I was thinking we need to not look at our present situation. Because when we do, we can look at it as hopeless and not done all things, all these things go on in our mind. And what I think what we should do, we should look at what God's done, has done for us in the past. Well, I know God can do now and what God's going to do. Instead of looking at, oh, woe is me, I'm in this situation. Oh, I'm laying in a, you know, traction in the hospital, or I just, you know, made a spectacle. I don't know why I had trouble saying that, of myself by falling off of a, you know, ski hill, or, you know, whatever. But, you know, the man in the body casket rejoiced that he's alive. The ski jumper, you know, I've already mentioned those things that he could rejoice about. When I got laid off back in March, I could rejoice that I have unemployment. You know, and now that unemployment's going to be running out, I'm actually starting other jobs. You know, things are lining up, and I do have the school. It's only 2 days a week, but things are lining up, and I can rejoice in that.
Yep.
You know, I can rejoice in that instead of saying, what am I going to do now? You know, it's like, hold it. You know, has God abandoned me because I got laid off or whatever? And I actually have unless it gets canceled, I have a fireworks show this week coming up. But the last three fireworks shows I had, they all canceled on me. So, I wouldn't be surprised. But that's all right. And this is kind of, in your face type of thing, but if I die, you guys can rejoice because you know where I am.
Yes.
My family can rejoice because I know where I am. You know, I'm going. So if you think about what Pastor Chris has been talking about the body or the flesh and the soul and the spirit. If you take this in consideration to this, if we keep on looking at, turning and looking at the flesh and saying, oh, but I'm in traction, or, oh, but I just lost my job, or, oh, you know, why don't we look at the spirit and say, let's look at what God has done. Let it look at what God has done, you know, for us. So that's not my sermon. It's just kind of a bonus. So, but I want to continue this month's theme of thankfulness. Point number one is we need to be thankful for God's goodness. We need to be thankful for God's goodness. God is good
all the time.
Let me try it again. God is good. All the time. I'm good. No. So that doesn't work. You know, that doesn't work. Well, let's just go to this right now. But Mark chapter 10 and verse 18, and the following verses says, why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except for God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. And he lists some of the commands there. And then the person responded, teacher, he declared, all these things I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack. Go sell everything that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. So it's not about our goodness. It's about his goodness. And you know, here's this guy saying, yeah, I've been good. I've been doing all what, you know, I've been doing, crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and I've been doing it. I've been doing it, you know, and it's not about that. There was, devotions, at school before, at the start of the day. We get there and then we have it, and it's 15, 20 minutes, and teachers take turns doing it, and the school administrator does a bunch of them, but this one teacher did one on what is good, and then it just really kind of hit me, and I got her notes from her, but she asked the question, what is good? How do we measure goodness? Am I good enough? Am I living up to my parents' expectations? Am I living up to my spouse's expectations? Am I living up to my boss's or my peers' expectations? Do I match up to the people that are on social media? You know, it was keeping up with the Joneses.
Yep.
is this thing. You know, do these questions, you know, should overwhelm us? They should consume us sometimes. They should frustrate us. But we have to realize it's not about being good, us being good. Chasing goodness is like chasing a moving target. And we need to not do that. We're not meeting a standard of goodness, but we're following Jesus. Jesus said to this guy, he said, come follow me. So if we forget about us trying to obtain things by being good, then and follow Jesus, then I think things will fall in place. It's easier to do good when we feel good, but then when... So then when we don't feel good, then we say, well, I don't want to do good. But if we keep our focus on why we're supposed to be doing good, to glorify God, we do good to glorify God, then it doesn't really matter how we feel. We should be doing good, whether I feel bad or I don't feel, you know, whether I feel good or, you know, or not. We need to stop being good enough. Because Jesus did it all on the cross. So it's not about us being good enough, because we're good enough, if you want to think, and I hate even using that term in the regards, we're good, you know, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah, so we're not good enough, but God is good enough. So I'm thankful for God's goodness. Point number two is thankful for God's grace and mercy. We're good enough because of God's grace and mercy, which is basically what I just said. Strong's concordance defines the word translated mercy as to have compassion or pity on us. And a lot of us have heard the definition of grace and mercy, but it seems fairly simple. Grace is when God gives us what we do not deserve. Grace is when God gives us what we do not deserve, and mercy is when God does not give us what we do deserve. Think about that. Because really, you know, we deserve death. You know, as a criminal, we've done wrong. Everybody has done wrong, so we, you know, are a sinful person. We're a sinful nature. But because of God's grace and God's mercy, we have a way to be shown without spot or wrinkle. And that's through God's grace and mercy through the work of the cross. When punishment is deserved, mercy is the motivation behind God in regards to holding things back, you know, from us. And again, that's why, you know, the longest time in the Old Testament, it was before Jesus, it was always about the sacrifices and a constant thing of what we have to do. You know, they have to go, you know, prepare, do their own sacrifice, or they had to go have the high priest do a sacrifice or whatever. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16 says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess. The high priest, and I'm just going to stop right here. The high priest stands in the high priest in the Old Testament stands in the people's place with the sacrifice. That was their job. They were to stand in the place to be able to sacrifice for the people. Jesus is our high priest. And our ultimate sacrifice. You know, it's God's grace, you know. So verse 15, we continue here, says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. And this is the key verse, wraps it up. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we might receive mercy and find grace to help us in a time of need. God's grace, God's mercy, the work of the cross allows us to approach the throne of God. We as Christians, especially Pentecostal Christians, you know, but I mean, that's the way it should be with all Christians. We should want to as we sang, be hungry for God, to come broken before Him and run after Him and follow after Him and come to Him. We can come to the throne of God. We sit at the feet of Jesus. What other religion has that? You know, all these religions, you know, go back to point one. You got to be good, or you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. And some of them, you got to do with all this stuff, and then, oh, maybe you might go. And that's just not, you know. Here, we accept Jesus as our Savior. We walk in a relationship with Him. That's it. You know, and it's, of course, it's not just always that simple because we have our struggles. But if we don't look at the flesh, but we look at the Spirit, we walk in the Spirit, it's going to be a lot easier to do. So I thank God for His grace and mercy. Point number three is I'm thankful for God's faithfulness. Thankful for God's faithfulness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all righteousness. He is faithful and just. How many of us are faithful 100% of the time? We're not. You know, I thought of the hymn, you know, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Powerful. You know, it's God's faithfulness. And I was thinking about the different examples, and I have several examples, but the children of Israel, how God's faithful, and the children of Israel weren't. You know, think about that. I was just, and I'm going to start with Moses, and then I'm going to kind of fly through that. But, you know, let's start with Moses, you know, where the declaration of let my people go. In Exodus 3 and 4, and we see that God comes to Moses in the burning bush and says, Moses, I have a plan to get my people out of Israel and out of slavery. And Moses, no response. God says, well, I want you to be a spokesman. And Moses is like, I don't think so. I'm not the best person to do this. And then God says, well, I'll be with you. And this is listed on all these things. And it was actually more than this. I'll be with you. Tell them that I am that I am. I will do wonders. I will bring you out. I promise to bring you out of your misery. And Moses' response was, but how if they don't listen? And then God says, well, get your staff, throw it on the ground. It becomes a snake. He picks it back up. It becomes a staff again. Put your hand in your cloak. Bring it back out. It's leprous. He reverses it. It becomes clean again. And He said, I'll send signs with you, other signs. And Moses' response was, well, I don't speak well. And at this point, it says God was getting angry. And then finally, He said, what about your brother Aaron? You know, and He was trying to different things. Then we think of the jump away from Moses. You know, Israelites, after seeing God delivering them out of Egypt in numerous occasions, they get to the Red Sea, and they're like, you know, they just saw all these plagues and all these great and mighty things, how they were being protected, but all these Egyptians were being dealt with. These plagues were around them and affecting them, but they were fine. So they were doing all this, and they get to the Red Sea, and they're like, oh, great. There's a big body of water here. Now what? We're going to die. You know, and they complain. And then they were out in the desert, and they complained about the manna, you know, or not having food. And then they were given manna and water. And then they complained about the manna. And then I was like, wow. And then they said, we want to have a God, because where's Moses? You know, Moses isn't around. So they had the golden calf. And then the initial report, you know, of the land that they were trying to go to, it said, well, there's giants there, and everybody was scared, you know. So they wandered in the desert, you know. And then later, Israel said, hey, we want a king. And God gave them a king. Well, it wasn't good enough, you know. And then, time of Jesus, we want a Savior. And Jesus came along and they said, not that Savior, you know, except for the ones that followed him. But, you know, the majority of people are like, no, that's not what we wanted. We wanted saving from rope. You know, it's just they were not faithful. And I kind of think about that with us, you know, or how faithful are we? And if we get back to, again, that the description, if we're at the flesh, or if we're just standing here and we're not looking, you're not doing things, we're trying to struggle between the two. We're not facing the Spirit, we're not living in the Spirit, but we're not living in the flesh. Both things are going to affect us. We're going to be kind of pulled both left and right with it. Hey, I just did that right. Wrong. Left and right. I did it. Yeah, I just did it right. I know which way right hand is. Seriously. But how faithful are we? God is always faithful. God isn't always faithful in regards to what we think he should be. You know, we pray to God for this to happen, and all of a sudden, you know, an hour from now, he doesn't answer it. You know, because we're impatient. You know, it's not like that. You know, God will answer our prayers, and you know, God is always there for us. So we know when we do pray, when we do seek his face, and when we are hungry for him, and when we sing and worship and give thanksgiving to him, rejoice, he's there. He's there. He's faithful. He's accepting that. He's receiving that. And he's loving on that. You know, and he wants to love back on us. So I thank God for his faithfulness. In conclusion, I don't preach long. I don't talk as long as he does. You guys heard that? Sorry. I'm thankful for God's goodness. I'm thankful for God's grace and mercy, and I'm thankful for God's faithfulness. I'm going to head up this way as I keep on talking, because I got a good song for us to sing and then finish off with. But are we trying to live a good life? I'm going to switch mics. Are we trying to live a good life, and are we trying to earn salvation? If we are, we're forgetting about God's grace and mercy. You know, we're forgetting about the work of the cross. God's faithful are we, and I think we need to, as we sing this song, it's called Simply Thank You, and we're going to be doing this later as we practice it more with the different instruments, but this is kind of a bare-down version. Bear down version of it, but I believe we need to make that commitment, you know, from time to time of just saying, God, I want to be more faithful to you. It's because we are humans and we fail. We fail him so many times, but God is gracious enough, merciful enough to just receive us back, you know, or not receive us back, but, you know, forgive us of our sins and just let us turn from our flesh back to the Spirit and walk with him, and so we could approach that throne of grace. So if you would stand, I'm just going to sing the one verse, and then the chorus and everything is fairly easy, so it should be easy for you to pick up. I could sing a billion songs, dance till my feet are numb, spin till I'm empty and poor. I can't praise you enough. I could shout till my voice gives way, leap till I have no strength, lose my breath trying to explain. I can't praise you enough. And if time were to stall, I could never tell it all. Words are few, this will have to do. I just want to thank you.
I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. I'm so grateful. I just wanna thank you. 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 I'm so grateful. Just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. So grateful. I'm standing in the promise. I'm standing in your promise. Surrounded by your goodness. You have overwhelmed us. Hallelujah. I'm standing in your promise. Surrounded by your goodness. You're just getting started. Hallelujah. I'm standing in your promise. I'm standing in your promise. Surrounded by your goodness. You have overwhelmed us. Hallelujah. Standing. I'm standing in your promise. Surrounded by your goodness. You're just getting started. Hallelujah. If time were to stall. And if time were to stall, I could never tell it all. Words of few, this will have to do. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful.
Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord.
Yeah. I just want to thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I'm so grateful. I just want to thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I'm so grateful.
You know, as he was singing that, I just began to think as Jesus was standing there with his disciples, and it was the Last Supper. And as they were standing there and they broke the bread, and I just, when he said that, I'm surrounded by your goodness. I want you to know that they didn't see it then. They didn't understand it right then, but they were standing in the goodness of God. They were surrounded by his mercy and his grace and all that God had for them. They were standing in it. Even though it looked like, man, they're even in a sense where they felt like things were coming to an end, that there might not be no hope, they were standing in the goodness. They were surrounded by the mercy of God. And then they, after the fact, they looked back and they were so aware of those moments that, man, I was surrounded by the goodness of God. I'm here to tell you, he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Wherever you're at, no matter what you're going through, he's provided everything, and it's at the table. You're surrounded by his goodness. You're surrounded by his mercy. Be thankful. You're creating and cultivating. You're cultivating. Hallelujah. right there. I want you to know that you're empowered to walk in the authority of who you are in Him. You have the authority to walk in it, that we create the atmospheres, hallelujah, that we walk in, hallelujah. We've been empowered to do that. We are empowered. We've been called to do that, that those atmospheres, and you create those atmospheres by thankfulness. So somebody shout to God, hallelujah. Somebody laugh, hallelujah. I'm laughing, you know why, hallelujah? Because I see, hallelujah, what the enemy doesn't see, hallelujah. In my spirit, I see what my flesh doesn't see. I see in the spirit what God says, hallelujah, that I'm blessed and highly favored, hallelujah. That I'm surrounded by His goodness. I'm standing in His mercy, hallelujah. I'm standing. It might feel like it's ankle deep, but as I stand, hallelujah, as I stand, hallelujah, the mercy rises, hallelujah. His grace rises. His strength rises as I wait upon the Lord, hallelujah. I'm renewed, hallelujah, in strength and in His power. And we're going to give glory and give praise to God. And all that we do, all that we say, we give glory to God. Because we're standing and we're surrounded by the goodness of God. Thank you, brother. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, God, we honor you. God, I pray as you cause us to become more aware, hallelujah, that we're surrounded by you, God. As you cause us to, God, Lord, as we wait upon you, as we seek your face, God, quickening within us, God. God, Lord, we give you glory and honor. And we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are in Jesus' name. Come on. God's knocking on the door. Open up. Let him in. God bless you, Facebook. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. I'll see you guys Wednesday night. God bless you.